check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria op na 25, Johannesburg en Tzaneen 23 grade. Ons begin met die fokus op water.
Water leakage is standing at about 47 to 49%. It's not good. For the mere fact that when you go down the street, you pass water running down the street. It's not a problem of water supply. It is a problem of water regulation. But that water is not supposed to be on the street. It's supposed to be in your tap.
Die minister van water en sanitasie, Pemi Majandina, is by die Gallagher Konvensiesentrum in Midrand waar die nasionale water en sanitasie Indaba vanoggend afskop. Majandina het vanoggend aan SABC nuus gesê lekke, onwettige wateraansluitings, verkeerde rekeninge is van die grootste probleme. Anastasie Mogobo is daar en sy het meer.
The event built on last year's water summit, which engaged all water service authorities following the release of various reports that exposed key challenges in the sector. The 2024 summit identified critical challenges facing the sector, including aging, poor operation and maintenance infrastructure, organized criminality, water tankering and extortion syndicates, vandalism of essential public infrastructure, and corruption. Anastasie Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Motoriste word gemaan van moontlike verkeersprobleme in Johannesburgse middestad later vanoggend. Daar word 'n betoging gehou teen dienslewering. Hulle sal van Mary Fitzgerald Plain loop tot by die kantoor van die uitvoerende burgemeester. Johannesburg Metropolisie se strate wat geraak word, sluit in Lillian Ngoyi, Ntemi Pelisu en Stymans. Dis nou amptelik. President Donald Trump het deur die nag op sy Truth Social Media platform bevestig dat hy Leo Brent Bozell, die derde, aangestel het as die ambassadeur na Suid-Afrika. Trump beskryf Bozell as vreesloos met 'n wye kennis en ongehoorde ondervinding wat hy sal bring na 'n nasie wat Trump sê dit desperaat nodig het. Bozell het die goedkeuring van sy senaat gekry. En die storie waaroor jy nog baie gaan hoor vandag, soos wat ons terugdink, want dis vandag presies 5 jaar terug wat dit die eerste oggend was van ons COVID-19 inperking.
The National Coronavirus Command Council has decided to enforce a nationwide lockdown for 21 days.
Daai inperking het op die ou end in verskillende fases voortgeduur vir 750 dae. Baie klein besighede moes sluit terwyl ander steeds sukkel om op die been te kom. Hanlie Duke ten Lausanne Nimini van Picasso Beauty Salon is op die knie gedwing.
It's never been this bad before COVID. So obviously it's from COVID where business just never got back on its feet again, ever.
The amount of clients just dwindled down. We were a full house busy salon every day and after COVID it was 2 or 3 clients per day and it got better a little bit, but we're not back to what we were before COVID.
Luister na hulle storie en die van ander entrepreneurs. Dis in vandag se episode van die Jacaranda FM Nuuspan se weeklange potgooi reeks. Die COVID Chronicles is by jacarandafm.com. Gaan na Jackpot. Ek's gade to Suzo top story at this hour. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to open a water in Durba in Midrand this morning.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
We don't have to worry about nothing. 'Cause we got the fire and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the lights turn down.